6:01 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop track. From the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-was from the 50s through the present day. My name is Alex, and I'll be serving up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs for the next 2 hours. 617-627-3800 is the number to call if you want to touch base. 73800 for those who still marooned on the Tufts University campus this summer. Yes, WMFO. There's all that and the change under your seat cushions. Broadcasting from the top of Curtis Hall on the campus of Tufts University in Medford, Massachusetts. But anyway, finally, Richard from Winthrop requested a song that I actually have in my collection. It's a local track. And I will be honoring another request. I'm going to re-honor with a couple of songs, probably in the second or third set for Tony in Medford. But anyways, I'm going to honor that one. And just get on with it. The rest is a toss-up, I guess. These are the Desperate Hours.
JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with the Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
Her folks sent a man to get us They say we've done wrong. So we run, yeah we run, yeah we run from the stranger in town.
Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, the station that wants you to know that there's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp, toxic, or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders and into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let yourself project. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. I should have done a read-through. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. This is a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Okay. Anyway, that was it. Yeah, I should have done a read-through. I'm sorry. Well, no, I'm not that sorry. I just got my obligation in for the one PSA per hour. So it's another hour before I have to do another one. Anyway, back me up as always, or back me up at least for the next couple of weeks on Talk Breaks of the Marlins. A track originally released in the Scotty label of Pittsburgh, not Minneapolis. The name of the track is called Letdown. I'm not sure when it was released. Anyway, just heard Del Shannon from 1965 on the Amy label. Hats off to Bob for fixing the turntables, changing the styli, and balancing everything. I mean, I do the balancing, but I don't have access to the styli, so, you know, things are still sound... Well, no. I never clean my records anyway, so they always sound like crap. Anyway, we heard Del Shannon, Stranger in Town, from 1965 on the Amy label. Before that, the Bomboras from 1999 on Dionysus did the title track to the Forbidden Planet EP. Before that, the Drags from the CD Set Right Fit to Blow Clean Up. That also came out in 1999 on Estrus and the Kick Fighter. And then we kicked off the set or the show with Mr. Wind by The Rising Storm, by request from Richard N. Winthrop. A self-release released originally in 1967. Those guys were out of Phillips Andover Academy. There was another band that around that time, also from Phillips Andover, whose bass player is now the Secretary of State of these United States, a band called the Electras. Anyway, 617-627-3800 is the number to call if you want to touch base. 73800 on the Tufts campus. If you want to get a hold of me between shows, you can always email me at coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. And I can make an ID, a bumper. I always ask for them at least once or twice a show. Just record it, turn it into a WAV, and then email it to the email address I just gave you. If you're on Facebook and admit it, you are, you can always go over to the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and like it. Yeah, you know, I invite my Facebook friends. I make an event out of every show, as a lot of jocks do. And they don't always respond, because I don't always respond. I'll tune in and everything, you know, but I just don't think to respond that I'll be there. You know, so what happens is you're limited to inviting 50 people. That's what Facebook does in its infinite wisdom. See, but the thing is, I have around 500 Facebook friends. I don't know that I know them all. I kind of know them in that social media type of way, or that email type of way. Actually, some of them I know in that email type of way for like 20-something years. I probably know them better, and they know me better than, you know, people who know me face-to-face for 40. But anyway, the long and the short of it is, half these people friended me. So why can't I invite them? Why am I limited to 50? They can always unfriend me if I'm such a pain in the butt. These are Desperate Hours.
Too hard to beg. Ain't no shame in this game. Break it down and beg like James. Please. 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 Let me ride that donkey, donkey. 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 Please. Everybody get buck wild, do that donkey joint style. Lift me up and bounce around, now do the brown. Hit it, quit it, and dip. I wanna rock it, yeah. Open up and come inside, take me on that donkey ride. I wanna make that body jerk. No time to play, just work. 'Cause I'm a businessman, taking care of business. Can I get a witness? Come on out, you little devil. Take it to another level. Get sick like Bushwick, 'cause I need a donkey quick. Ride that donkey all the way down. Got me making the freaky style. A freak when I'm up and riding. I don't need a long relationship. Just hit it, quit it, and dip. Give me that donkey butt and them big old legs. I ain't too hard to beg. Ain't no shame in this game. Break it down and beg like James. Please, please, please. Yo, boy, I want to count to three. I want you to break it down and do that donkey funky. Are you ready? One, two. Get buck wild.
Hello? Hello? This is Dick Cannon, private investigator. I'm in a very desperate situation.
And when I'm in a very desperate situation, I always like to listen to
The Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
Over and out.
Ow!
Hey, Zeke. Here is the egg. You're sitting on a diamondback rattlesnake.
I ain't gonna hurt him, none.
Yes, old Floyd.
Oh, I better get off him then. I'm sorry, Floyd. Don't go getting all sentimental now, Floyd. Just go curl up somewhere. Boy, I couldn't live like that.
Floyd's a good old snake, you know?
Yeah. When he goes, I'm gonna make a wallet out of him.
You found some gold there?
No.
You're holding out on me?
No.
That's the reason you need the wallet.
No, I ain't either. I ain't found no dust. I ain't, I swear.
Well, just look down the barrel of old Betsy here and tell me that.
Put that down. We ain't had no boots in over 20 years. Besides, I'm your partner. I wouldn't cross you.
You better not.
I hope to spit in your mess kit. Oh, sorry, Floyd.
Boy, I couldn't live like that. Boy, this coffee sure is getting cold.
Yeah. Well, the fire went out.
When?
Monday.
This week?
Yeah. Hey, what's old Floyd doing over there?
Oh, don't pay him no mind. He was eating a gopher.
Boy, I couldn't live like that.
Here goes that varmint again.
Yeah.
The other one will be starting in soon.
No, he won't either.
How's that?
Floyd ate him.
Well, I couldn't live like that. Yeah. You know, Zeke. You're getting powerful, Gamey.
How long has it been since we've seen a woman?
Yeah.
I mean a real live, genuine woman.
Oh, God for sake. Gotta be 25 years.
That long?
Boy, I couldn't live like that.
Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Okay, let me explain away that second set of the evening. You just heard Hudson and Landry from 1972 on the Doré label, and the Prospectors or that Dick Cannon, loyal listener and contributor to the show, that his take is chicken fried steak version of donkey butt. And then a band called Watch Band did No Dice, originally released on the Stanal label, S-T-A-N-A-L, in 1966. I got off the compilation Sick and Tired. Came out in the late 90s on Lance Records out of, I believe, Santa Fe, New Mexico. They had some really great vinyl comps. I do think they had some limited CD releases. Anyway, before that, we kicked off the set with Rhythm's Children, a track originally released on the Tenor label. And I found it off, or I got it off the compilation Florida, Psychedelic States, Florida, in the mid-60s, Volume 4. There was no, they were pretty good about saying what city or town they were from, but they had an unknown city or town in Florida that they were from, so maybe they weren't even from Florida. Anyway, if you want to hear what you just heard, head on over to the Independent tonight in Union Square. My name is Mr. Saturday Morning, John Funky. Sling vinyl from 10 to whenever, as he does every Thursday evening. So check that out. But if you want to relive the horror, the show archives immediately after the broadcast ends. So you just go over to www.wmfo.org and download the show. By the good graces of the DMCA, it stays there for 2 weeks. Just get off this, go down the schedule, go over to Thursday, scroll down to 6 p.m. or it's 1800 hours. You'll see the Desperate Hours, Alex. Can't mistake it, I'm the only one here, at least on Thursdays. Coming up in about an hour and a half will be The Lounge with Danny and Stephanie. Stick around. These are the Desperate Hours.
could run into you. Well, I love the way you things are really going my way. Well, I love the way you love. Baby, baby, you talk real nice. I wanna kiss you not once but twice. Baby, baby, you say to me things that I wanna hear. Things are really going my way. Well, I know the way you love.
Hi, this is Mike Stewart from the Brigands, and you're listening to Alex on the Desperate Hours. Rocking your Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO in Medford. Remember to keep rocking.
Yeah. Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursday from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.
Time and he's on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Okay, I'll explain away this last set. Next to last set of the first hour. Just heard the Shangri-Las and their take on Maybe. Single was released in 1964 on the Redbird label. The A side was actually their version of Shout. A live version. I'm not a big fan of live albums. I mean, there's a handful that I really, really like, but or live, even live singles. But you know, that one is not one of them. But anyway, Shangri-Las did Maybe. Now, before that, Kenny Hyland and the Vatican Sex Kittens from 2003 from the album Be More Flamboyant came out in Stanton Park. And She's Not Just Another Girl, She's a Darling, co-written by none other than one MJ Quirk, who's been a frequent visitor to this station. And before that, the Roadrunners, a band called the Roadrunners, a previously unreleased track. These guys were from Connecticut. The track that was recorded at Reeves Soundtrack around 1967, a track called Love. For the Ataras, yes, I put on the first song on the CD, which is Killer, admittedly, but that wasn't what I was trying to do. I was trying to make a good segue, which I didn't do. Hey, it took about 45 minutes to make a mistake. Anyway, you heard the Ataras, an unreleased track recorded at Waverly Studios right over in Belmont, Massachusetts, around 1965, and you got a lot to learn. And then, as by request for Tony and Julie in Medford, great supporters of the DJ scene around here, around these parts, those of us who sling vinyl on the air and in the clubs. The Malibus, who are of the Cry Malibus from Back from the Grave Volume 1, did Leave Me Alone. I got that off the compilation New England Teen Scene Volume 1 CD version. Track called Leave Me Alone, originally released on the Planet label. Those guys were from, I believe it was Newport, Rhode Island. Anyway, we're going to be going past the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point in the show with this next set. Let's just get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours.
Remember,
if she can stand it, I can. Play it.
He makes me do things I don't want to do. He makes me say things I don't want to say.
day we first met. Cause that was my greatest, my first and greatest, my first regret. Oh, yes it was. I wanted to marry you, just couldn't wait. I even forced you to set a date. And I'm in deep water now.
DJ Lounge Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on the Desperate Hours on WMFO.
Gather around, you people, got something to say. If you all want me, well, today's your day. Just be patient.